AP Radio News. I'm Ross Simpson. How could someone once diagnosed with suicidal tendencies get a job as a commercial pilot? That's the question being asked after officials confirmed today that Germanwings co-pilot Andreas Lubitz received lengthy psychotherapy treatment several years ago. AP correspondent Frank Jordans reports the findings could open the door to lawsuits against Lufthansa, the parent company of Germanwings.
That is indeed something that needs to be taken into consideration here. If Lufthansa is found to have acted in any way negligently, then they will certainly be facing a lot of questions, including legal questions.
All 150 people aboard were killed by what prosecutors believe was a deliberate decision by Lubitz to slam his Airbus into a mountainside in the French Alps last Tuesday. There are also a lot of unanswered questions about a fatal shooting at a military base not far from Washington, D.C.
Authorities still don't know why two men dressed as women tried to ram their way onto the National Security Agency's campus at Fort Meade, Maryland. The NSA says the men disobeyed instructions on how to leave the campus. An agency spokesman says the driver then accelerated toward an NSA police SUV that was blocking the road, and when he refused to stop, police fired. One of the men was killed, and the vehicle crashed into the police vehicle. The other man was injured and taken to a hospital, as was a police officer. Jerry Bodlander, Washington.
8 members of a Fort Pierce, Florida church died early today when their van drove into a water-filled ditch west of Lake Okeechobee. The Highway Patrol is checking the van for defects.
We're documenting the vehicle now to see if there's any mechanical issues or how the tires looked and all that stuff.
This is AP Radio News. The wife and adult children of Robin Williams agreed today to meet outside court to try to resolve their dispute over some personal items.
It was shaping up to be a bruising court battle. Robin Williams' widow, Susan, on one side, the adult children from previous marriages on the other. But it looks like the matter may be hashed out without the court's involvement. Attorneys for both sides now say they are open to resolving the matter on their own. The lawyer for Susan Williams says she basically wants the stuff that involves their life together. The children say basically all they want is what was promised them in a trust that their dad set up for them. Williams committed suicide last August. I'm Oscar Wells Gabriel.
You can bring your floral headbands, but forget selfie sticks if you're planning to go to Coachella or Lollapalooza music festivals, the devices which allow folks to take cell phone pictures of themselves farther away from their faces, are being banned at this summer's festivals in Indio, California, and Chicago. I'm Ross Simpson, AP Radio News.